right. Good morning. It's Dave Player once again for Bob Sturrott here on 720 WGN. Bob is back here tomorrow. Labor Day is the third biggest grilling day of the summer season. The last official day of summer is just over 2 weeks away, but it's also not the end of the grilling season. You can grill all year round. With the pandemic still in our lives, we'll talk about some backyard tailgating, a little something different. And a tradition here for nearly 10 years is having Weber Grills master, grill master Kevin Coleman joining us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Good morning to you, Kev.
Dave, great to be on again with you, spending another barbecue holiday. I look forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Me too. What do you got on the grill today, Kev?
So today we're just going to do a little bit of skirt steak, a little nice chimichurri, possibly a little bit of some chicken breast. Nothing major. We did a lot of cooking for some of the CPD yesterday, so that was pork shoulder and brisket and all this other fun stuff. So today we're going to lay low a little bit and just relax and enjoy Labor Day.
Yeah, glad you did that for the Chicago Police Department, but you guys also gave grills to every district, didn't you?
Yes, so we donated 24 grills to the different precincts down there to bring the community together, and there's nothing better. You know, fortunately for Weber, we've been around 70 years, obviously, here in Chicago is where we were founded, and our grills, you know, have been part of people's backyards and their conversations with families for that long, and the things that these grills have probably heard over time, and the best thing that we can do right now and always is bring people together and enjoy a meal, and that's the importance of what we get to do. So we were very, very excited to be able to do that. And we were very excited yesterday to be able to cook for the people out there protecting our streets.
That's great. Thanks for supporting our police. And, you know, especially the fact that they're working 12-hour days. Days were canceled all weekend long. And just to have that opportunity to grill when they're working, when they're on break and stuff is just fantastic. So nice work, man.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, that's the least we can do. They're the ones that protect us and keep us safe and allow us to cook in our backyard. So if we can give something back, it's always a pleasure.
Very cool. Very, very, very cool. You know, and as we're looking at the weather this week, and as you can see, the evenings are getting a little chillier already. What are some of the basic tips? You know, because, you know, we talk about this all the time. I never shut off my grill. You know, even when it's snowing, I'm shoveling a path to my grill before I even do it to my front walk, because that's important. But what are some of the tips that you have for fall grilling?
So for fall grilling, especially now, is if you've been home, which we have been, and we're cooking more, good thing, take, you know, the grates and the flavorizer bars out, clean out your grill, because the more schmutz, and that's a barbecue term, that is inside the grill and on the grill is going to affect performance. Same with our charcoal grills. But the nice thing, you know, about the cooler weather, right, because football season right around the corner, is people are going to be cooking more, and the beer stays a little bit colder now, so people are probably going to have a little bit more fun. So it's always good to make sure you got, you know, the grills clean and everything ready, because people are going to be spending a lot more time in their backyards cooking.
You know, and this is a time of the year that we always talk about tailgating, and that's something that you always do. You're on the road for months, you know, especially at the Bears games and college football games. And, of course, that's just really not happening right now. But just to shake it up a little bit, you know, I've been hearing all about this, you know, backyard tailgating, whether you're in your backyard, you're in your front driveway, and you have some friends that are, you know, whatever, your bubble, your family, whatever, over, just to shake it up a little bit and go tailgate and set it up like you're watching a game, throw the TV outside, and just do it a little differently this year.
Yeah, home gating is such a big thing right now, and that's where people are looking for new and fun ways to do things. And so, like, if you plan it out accordingly, especially with football, now instead of having to go in for your game, like you said, like, your internet connection's usually – it can extend outside the house, so you can watch the games outside. And so I like to break the meal into quarters, right? So the first quarter, the pregame, you're going to have some sausages, going to be skewers, things that people can cook really quickly. And then we're going to start moving into halftime, and that's when you can bring out your burger bar. And then you can send, you know, people home with a little bit of grilled dessert. You can do a nice s'mores for kids. You can do the banana boats. And so that's where I like to plan out my meal, because you are going to be sitting in front of your TV for the whole game. It's nice to have a little bit more purpose and cook a little bit better food and kind of plan it out as the day goes.
But getting up in the morning and this is what you do when you're tailgating, and you can do it at home too, is doing a little breakfast. You guys, you do breakfast burritos on the grill. You start off there early.
Yeah, well, usually when we get down to Soldier Field, we get down there about 6 or 8 o'clock in the morning on the Waldron deck. That's when we start our breakfast burritos and our breakfast sandwiches, which are awesome. That's when the Bloody Mary bar comes out. So fun part about that is you can do the bacon on the grill. You can crisp that up. You can add that into your Bloody Mary. You get your sausage going. You get your eggs going. You build your tacos or you build your burritos. And the cool thing about the home gating is now you can smoke your pork shoulder. You can use, you know, you can smoke a brisket, and all of a sudden that can go into your breakfast tacos. That could go into your pulled pork sandwiches. Yeah. So there's a lot of cool things that you can do now because you're going to be at home. Ribs and chicken and everything else that you can have so much fun planning it out because you have time and you actually have everything at your disposal being at home.
And it's all about prep work too. You don't want to be doing this as you go, you know, the night before you start doing this, you know, set up your containers with the sides like for your burger bar and chop up the tomatoes and have your cheese ready. Just, you know, have it ready to go so it's easy to flow through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big prep guy. And, you know, the hard thing is, and I see it at home a lot, once the grills start going, then all of a sudden the neighbors start peeking out what's going on. And so when you're down tailgating, right, everybody's got a grill, so it doesn't really, they're not really getting into your space. But at home, you get the barbecue smells going. Now all of a sudden people are going to be coming over. You're going to have distractions. And so that's where I love to prep everything the night before. I like to have my skewers done. I like to have my wings marinating. I like to have, you know, my brisket or my pork shoulder rubbed down so I can cook. So that way I don't really have to spend too much time worrying about it. And especially now, like we just have our Weber Connect, we just came out, which is a Wi-Fi based digital thermometer. So now I can have all my food being monitored wirelessly and sent to my phone so I can be out with the neighbors or talking to somebody. And if something needs to come off or something's done, it'll send me an alarm. So it makes home gating much easier when you have that Weber Connect to use.
Yeah. So we're going to give away is it a Weber Connect today?
Yeah, we're giving away a Weber Connect, and we're going to give away a Weber Q for the inaugural start. Well, not the inaugural start, but the start of home gating and tailgate season.
So for the Q, and it's a perfect grill for tailgating, and it comes with in a bunch of colors. So if you have a favorite team, you can pick your color. So when we pick the caller, we're going to ask a question. Curtis will ask you, our producer, what color you're looking for. What are the colors, Kev?
I believe we have blue, green, red, and black, if I can remember correctly.
Is orange still out there?
I believe so.
Okay, all right. We'll figure that out.
And red. I mean, the colors come in and out right now, so it's one of those things, too, with everybody buying grills.
Yeah.
We like to just, whatever we have in stock, we're going to get out to you as quick as possible.
So we're going to do the question for the queue, and then Curtis is just going to pick a random winner for the Weber Connect. 312-981-7200. You got to answer this question right. Is traditionally on Labor Day, don't answer it, Kev, what gets grilled more, hamburgers or hot dogs? Might surprise you. 312-981-7200. We'll take the seventh caller and get that answer right after we look at your grilling weather today. Dave? All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Bob Surratt back tomorrow. We're talking to Kevin Coleman of Weber Grill. We're giving away a grill. It's a Weber Q, and here's the question. Traditionally on Labor Day, you're confusing me there with all that sports stuff. Hamburgers or hot dogs? Which one is the one that gets grilled the most? Paul from Evanston, you have the question. Go ahead, Paul.
And the answer is hamburgers.
It is hamburgers, absolutely. 150 million hamburgers grilled today, 109 million hot dogs, followed by barbecue chicken, steaks, and ribs. Paul, what's your favorite team? What color do you want for this grill cover?
I'm going to go with the Michigan State Spartan green.
All right, look at that. All right, Paul, hang on the line, and Curtis will take your information. Have a great Labor Day, pal.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. And Mike from Antioch, he's got the Weber Connect, so congratulations to you as well. So we're talking a little bit about your burger bar that you do, and you always have a amazing recipe for your brisket burger.
We love brisket burgers in our house. I'll go to my butcher, and this is something that you guys can do if you have a local butcher. He'll take the flat, and he'll grind that, and then he'll actually take 20% of that weight, and he'll grind fresh bacon into it. And so we have this brisket bacon burger that we do. And then what I like to do is, there's a place in California, it was voted top burger in the U.S., I think probably 2004 or 5, called the Father's Office. And they actually take sauteed bacon and they put that throughout the patty. And so I love that because every bite is just full of bacon and full of flavor. So we'll do that, a little bit of Worcestershire, salt, pepper on the outside, not much to that. because I'm really looking for that fat of the bacon and the brisket flavor to pop out. And then we start topping it with grilled onions. If you're going to do onions, I recommend Spanish onions. They have a higher level of sugar inside of those, so they caramelize better. So normally people like sweet onions. Those are great raw, but when you cook them, you lose some of the flavor. So you can add a Coke or a Pepsi, whatever you'd like, and that extra caramel will help the sugars come out of the onion. Now, if you just want to go straight flavor, Spanish onions are great to cook with because they're higher in sugar, give you more pop and more flavor. And then we'll have bacon. We'll have avocado for people. We'll have regular sliced red onion if you like to go on top of things. We'll have cheeses that people can use. And we try to make it so everybody can have what they like, because that way they don't blame the cook that they don't actually like the burger.
Which, nice. I like
that
it.
That happens, Dave. Just like the Cubs getting burnt yesterday by the who's Cardinals, we will burn your burger and you are not allowed back in my backyard.
I get it. That makes sense to me. So there's a couple things, oddities that I say, because, you know, people are just used to grilling, throwing steaks, burgers, hot dogs on the grill. They don't think about all these sides. You do, and you do this for your tailgating, but you do a Spanish onion dip on the grill?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love, like, dips are one of my favorites. So we do a Spanish onion one. So we'll slice, saute the Spanish onions. We'll use a little bit of cream cheese. We'll add in a little bit of barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese. There's a recipe on Weber.com on that, which we absolutely love. But the cool thing is, like, you can do a buffalo chicken dip and grill the chicken before it goes on. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do. You can add, you know, fire roasted cream corn dip is awesome. So you grill the cream, you grill the corn, you take that off of the ear, and then you put that into the dip. I mean, so there's so many fun ways that you can do your traditional dips, but do a grilled component to get more of that smoky barbecue flavor. And people love those more than just a regular dip. I'm telling you right now, it's the absolute best thing to do.
For dessert, as we're getting into fall, you do a brown bag apple pie on the grill. Talk a little bit about that.
So it's one of those things that I learned when we were out. I can't remember who we were with, but now every time I do, I mean, even pumpkin pie is going to start getting big right now. I've seen the donuts out. We've seen the coffee shops are doing the pumpkin, but I love doing apple pie, cherry pie. You put it in a brown paper bag, and you obviously do that on indirect heat, but that moisture and browning that happens inside that bag is absolutely perfect. So anytime you're going to do a pie, if you're going to traditionally do it in your oven, bring it out on the grill, but put it in a brown paper bag, and the results, I guarantee you'll never cook a pie without a brown paper bag again.
Well, I mean, you're using it, don't be intimidated by it. You're using your grill as an oven is what you're doing in a lot of cases. It's just going to give you a whole different flavor.
Absolutely. You know, the cool thing is, Dave, now, because more people are at home, this is where you can really get adventurous and you have time. And we've seen that more people are getting back into charcoal, which is awesome, and using their grills more. And so that's where we design all of our grills to cook like an oven, sear like a normal grill. And so the versatility of the product is awesome. It's just getting people to be a little more adventurous with how they're cooking. And now we have more time. You have the options to do that.
Very, very cool. Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. And for more on Weber and all the great line of products and grills and accessories, you can go to Weber.com. Always a pleasure, Kev, and have a great grilling day, my friend.
Dave, thanks for having us on. Thanks for all the people out there that are cooking, the CPD that are taking care of all of our people. And thank you for letting me spend another grilling holiday with you, Mr. Plyer.
Always
have
a pleasure.
A great Labor Day.
You too, pal. You too. All right, we'll turn things over to John Hansen in for John Williams next on 720 WGN.